Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Dave Allen, bringing to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Melody.
Hello. Well, Wendy Wilson is joining us today from Apothecary Herbs for the first segment of the program, and it's always educational and delightful to have her on each and every Wednesday. But first, David, I want to announce what a great performance gold and silver had today. So us gold bugs, we can cheer today. And keep our fingers crossed that the dollar continues to go lower. But gold today had a great day, up $16.50 at $1,358, off the high of $1,362. So a nice day for gold. Silver was up 3% today, up 51 cents at $17.65. Platinum was up $8 at $1,019, and palladium was up $19 at $1,114. So the USDX today, very good. The USDX today, I talked yesterday about it breaking through 90. Well, it did just that today. It was down 0.81 at 89.28. And of course, we'll talk about that in the second segment today about the dollar, Davos, the comments from Mnuchin, and the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Crude oil was up big today, 1.41 at 65.88. And the paper markets today, you had the Dow up 41 points, 26,252. The NASDAQ was down 45, 7,415. And the S&P was down 1 at 2,837. And I do think you'll see the NASDAQ and the S&P probably break down a little bit quicker and faster than the Dow, considering who's in the Dow and so forth. But we'll see how it plays out. The 10-year yield, 2.65%. up 0.03. Pressure on the European and Asian markets. Crypto was up a 1.25%, so no big deal there. So lots to talk about today, but first we're going to get to Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody, and hello, Dave.
Hello, Mel. Yeah, it's hello, Wendy.
You already said.
Well, we're going to talk about the vaccine deliveries and some of the vaccines in the works today. Over the last decade, vaccines have been kind of been made into various delivery forms. We've talked about aerosol vaccines, and also we touched on the Band-Aid vaccine without a syringe. But there are multiple studies now being conducted on hundreds of pathogens every day in scientific labs all over the world. So the study of an infectious disease is really the focus, and some of it is quite serious, and we'll get into that. There have been a lot of scientists that have admitted that, you know, trying to guess what flu strain will infect us each winter is an impossible task, they said. It's at best chasing a guess. So more research has been recently been conducted on what is called that universal flu shot, and it's essentially a flu cocktail of pathogens. And recent research has been analyzing, you'll be shocked, the 1918 flu strain, often referred to as the Spanish flu. So new research from Janssen Pharmaceuticals has been manufacturing a stem flu vaccine in a pill form. So there's this rush to manufacture something for pandemics when there's no time to make traditional vaccines. So now they've made this live virus into a pill, which they say is easy to transport, store, and administer. So what they've done is they've taken a live virus and they freeze-dried it in sugar. And then they just put it into a pill form. And let me read you this quote from Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's with the National Institutes of Health. He says, chasing animal flu strains that might become the next human threat is shaping the vaccine industry. So designing stronger flu vaccines and a universal vaccine is under development. So Dr. Fauci is heading this team of National Institutes of Health, and their mission is to make this universal flu vaccine. They said it's going to. They hope to make it, and it'll be good for 10 years. So they're saying we're only going to have to jab you once in 10 years. They also have coined the phrase the super shot for this vaccine, and they also went on to say they're also manufacturing or attempting to manufacture childhood vaccines that are good for a lifetime. So keep in mind, the National Institutes of Health did receive a report from MedImmune LLC in 2006. Their study said viral vaccines have patients shed viruses in 90% of the vaccinated for about 28 days, which means viral vaccines are potential vehicles to start pandemics. Now, the National Institute of Health has hired pathologist Dr. Jeffrey Taubenbinder. He is investigating the most deadly influenza on human record, the Spanish flu of 1918. So Taubenbinder took a team of scientists, unearthed traces of the pathogen, autopsied corpses said to have died of the disease during World War I in Alaska. So they claim to have constructed the pathogen. They reconstructed it in the lab, and now it's no longer extinct. I'm like, well, that was bright.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to ask yourself, you know, is this flu strain, you know, the Spanish flu, what other reason would they be, you know, doing that if they're not going to include it in the universal flu vaccine called the super shot? Are they going to also include that deadly flu virus? It's a pathogen called H7N9. That's really serious, and it concerns a lot of virologists. It's a type of the bird flu that's mutated. So no one dare wants to really think about all this, but if it's going to be a universal vaccine, I would think they're going to have to, you know, load up that serum.
You know, Wendy, why is there such a focus and push? I get it's more money, more money, more money. I get that. But I mean, if there is just, it's flu. They're doing all this. So far this year, there's been 3,500 deaths from flu. And but if you average it out for the rest of the year, I mean, it's going to be minimal compared to all your other diseases and so forth.
Well,
not minimal, but less than everything else. But yet they focus and they just push it.
Well, and you got to look at the statistics that the CDC compiles. They're not all confirmed flu strain cases. A lot of these deaths are from bronchitis and pneumonia, having nothing to do with the flu strain. They lumped them all together to make it look like it was a really bad season. Now, if you Google the Gates Foundation, they're funding a lot of research into vaccines. They're working with the UN. They spent $200 billion in vaccine research in 2015 alone. So, and I also came across this mentioned by microbiologist Peter Palsay of Mount Sinai's Icahn School of Medicine. He says the Gates Foundation, in conjunction with GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceutical, they're using hybrid flu pathogens called chimeric viruses, and these are made from animal and human flu strains in an attempt to make a universal flu vaccine. So essentially what these hybrid viruses do is make themselves invisible to the human immune system, and the immune system does not recognize them. So I have to ask, why is scientific research investing time and money in immune system inhibitors with regards to viral vaccines? Well, you know, there's some doctors that are noticing, and I got a lot of powerful quotes from doctors that I think we all need to listen to. A lot more medical physicians are standing up and saying, wait a minute. And so here's just a few that I pulled. This is from Dr. Tony Bark, University of Illinois, Rush Medical School. He says, the kids that come to me from other practices that are fully vaccinated and have asthma, panic attack disorders, autoimmune disorders, autism, Asperger's, food allergies, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and other neurological problems. I don't vaccinate kids in my practice, and I don't see these issues. That's strong. Also from Dr. Merrill Nass, MIT Immunology Department, John Curtin School of Medical Research says, children don't usually die suddenly when they are healthy, and you have to find a reason for that. There are lots of teenage girls who have died suddenly after the Gardasil vaccine or developed severe neurological reactions. Mm. And Dr. Jack Wolfston, Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine, says, This is interesting. I didn't know this. My calculations, he says, expose that natural infection when you get it naturally and your immune system works on it. So if you get, he says, the measles and the mumps naturally, later on, that helps you prevent heart attack and stroke. He says, so why is this information withheld? He says the media is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies who make vaccines and pay big advertising bills, and the politicians are slaves to the corporations through the lobbyists, and they mandate our children should be exposed to every virus or bacteria for which a vaccine exists. So he's got a clear picture of that. Also, Dr. Lee Heeb, University of Rochester School of Medicine, he says, in 1982, William Torch, a researcher of neurological disorders, presented a paper that was later published to the American Academy of Neurology regarding hundreds of SIDS deaths, and that's sudden infant death syndrome, in which 70% proved to be caused by the pertussis or whooping cough vaccine. Now, that's incredible. Also, you know, in 1986, this National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act was passed by Ronald Reagan. It is a universal code 42, especially in the paragraph 300. They said, quote, the act acknowledges that vaccine injury or death may be unavoidable, even though the vaccine was properly prepared and accompanied by proper direction and warning.
Wow.
I know.
You know, I mean, it just goes beyond. I'm going to ask this question, and I'm going to get myself in trouble. Okay. Is there, and I understand a lot what's going on and so forth, so I'm asking this really from a different direction, but are there any benefits? I mean, we talk about the children and that are affected, but there's a lot of children that aren't affected. Is there any benefits?
Well, you know, that's a good question.
How do you weigh, and I mean, to lose one child is one too many. And, you know, I have issues with it being forced.
Yeah.
A parent should still have the right to say yes or no, but they also still need to have the proper information in order to make those important decisions when it comes to their children.
Well, a lot of information's withheld, so really you don't have informed consent anymore. I'll answer that question with this quote from a Dr. Terry Walls, University of Iowa. She says, the vaccines are full of neurotoxins and dead viruses, and they are used intentionally because, get this, she says, the immune system knows they're dead and develops no antibody to the disease. So we should be asking, why are dead viruses in vaccines full of neurotoxins being given?
More money, more money, more money.
Well, here's something from Dr. Alvin Moss. He's a nephrologist at West University, Virginia University. He says, in 86, Congress established that National Vaccine Childhood Injury Act because vaccine manufacturers had come to them saying they had so many lawsuits against them that they would go out of business paying for vaccine-related injuries. So Congress passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, created the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and a Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which has, you know, paid out billions of dollars. He says, according to my research, the flu vaccine results in the most compensation paid out.
Wow.
So, and as Dr. Joseph Mercola says, you know, as time goes by, he says it's more evident that it's difficult for vaccine-injured children to receive compensation through this program. When you read between the lines, he says, you discover the program was put into place to protect the vaccine manufacturers and not their victims.
Not the victims. Wow.
So, and, you know, and they say autism before 1980, they didn't see cases of autism. Also, they said pregnant women during their first trimester, it's bad to get vaccinated with anything because the infant will have a higher risk of developing autism. One Dr. Franz, pediatrician in Orlando, Florida, says 30 years ago, the cases of autism were non-existent, and it wasn't that doctors got better at diagnosing it. It just wasn't there. So in the 80s, the number of vaccines started to increase, and then we got neurological cases. So, you know, it's you know, and so this is just a handful. And here's a medical journal editor, Dr. Jim Meehan. He says, I am awake and aware. I'm not going to vaccinate, nor will I remain silent as the pharmaceutical and medical industries pretend vaccines are safe and effective. I have seen too much science supporting vaccines are fraudulent and cause neurotoxicity, and the industry of vaccines is what he calls a corrupt science. So, I mean, it's a $53 billion annual business, vaccines.
Wow.
So this is just a handful of medical doctors that are speaking out, and so we know there's more doctors that are probably seeing this, but they're just choosing to remain silent. It's also happening in the veterinarian profession, because pets are exhibiting a lot of the same diseases now humans have because of all the vaccines they're now giving pets. They're giving pets flu shots now.
Ruby.
Well, I know. Well, the thing is, you know, animal studies, when, you know, they use animals to see if a treatment's safe. So if all these animals are getting sick on all these vaccines, that should tell you we shouldn't be getting them either. So, the flu vaccine seems to be the linchpin, you're right, and in the vaccine industry, it's increasingly becoming more of a component in the healthcare enterprise. As you pointed out, now it's now becoming an employment qualifier for the people in the healthcare profession, but it's going to transcend to everybody. It's going to get there eventually.
I was reading today where they cloned their first monkey. But go ahead, Dave.
Cloned it, eh?
Yeah.
Oh no, I was just going to ask. I mean, if there's so much wrong with these vaccines, why aren't more people dying?
Well, what happens is these vaccines, whether it's live or dead virus, will exploit your weakest genetic link. So some people, it'll be too much for their system, and they do eventually die. Some people have some sort of damage in those areas. Dr. Anthony Norris was the former chief virologist for the FDA. I spoke to him in 1995, and he said that it's the most highly guarded secret in medicine, the vaccine industry. He had access to over 10 years of clinical trials, and he says it's all a lie. He says, because this is an artificial infection and your immune system does not produce an antibody for it, but it does allow a disease to get embedded into the system and cause all these internal medicine disorders. So it's either going to reduce population or create a bunch of patients.
Although, on the other hand, can't we argue just as effectively that in the vast majority of people who get vaccinated for whatever, well, so we'll take the flu vaccine, for example, that nothing happens to them. They go on to live normal, healthy lives.
Well,
yes,
that,
no?
Yes. Some people have strong constitutions, but you get an accumulative effect year after year as the immune system gets weaker and weaker with those vaccines, and that's that's clinically proven. So, but I'm out of time. Call PowerHerbs.com.
We'll get out your info, Wendy.
Okay, take care.
All
right. Bye.
Hey, folks, we'll be returning in just a few moments. Thank you for joining us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Dave Allen. And I do want to make to encourage you folks to visit Wendy Wilson's website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and give her a call at 866-229-3663. And the number again is 866-229-3663. She just has a new catalog. And you can either go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, sign up for her catalog, or you can call her and request a catalog. She does a great job. She's so informative, and it's like you can never stump Wendy. We ought to have a program, some segment sometime. Let's see if we can stump Wendy, but I don't think we can.
That's a great idea.
She is an incredible. Her knowledge is incredible with what she does, and I am so pleased, honored to be associated with Wendy, and she tells you the truth. And so again, give her a call, folks. It's if you need a little booster, she sells lots of other things too. This morning she was on our morning program, and she talked about we were talking a lot about your DNA, and we had a great talk about various vitamins and your salts and so forth. So give her a call, folks. Let's see, Dave, where do we want to start? Crude oil prices, we talked about the big rise in crude oil. This is for the first time in more than 3 years. The government data showed the 10th straight weekly drop in the U.S. stockpiles of crude oil. The U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures rose, actually it was a little bit higher than that too, $65.15 a barrel, hitting the highest level since December 8th, 2014. And earlier today, we saw the Brent crude actually hit $70 today, Dave.
I know, that's crazy.
So it's really crazy, and again, that's all highly inflationary. That means your gasoline prices are going up, so you can take your couple dollars that you saved from the tax reform and buy gasoline. Pay for those increases.
Indeed, or buy gold and silver.
And buy gold and silver.
Yeah, apparently the rise in Brent crude came on the heels of the U.S. Energy Department reporting that U.S. commercial crude stockpiles fell by over a million barrels. That would have been last week. So there's a obviously a key and direct relationship between those two criteria. Now it still looks like the stockpiles were below what analysts estimated, which was 1.6 million in a Reuters poll. But the report did ease traders' worries after industry data released yesterday suggested that stocks rose by 4.8 million barrels. The report was further evidence that the production limits by OPEC, Russia, and several other oil-producing nations seem to be achieving their goal of shrinking stockpiles in developed countries such as the U.S. Melody?
Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to read it, but I saw where the Saudis were looking to tag their oil to their taxes. Because they're anticipating higher oil prices. So this is, in a way, of course, we all know that everybody gets revenue from the oil pricing. So I just thought that was kind of odd, interesting, and we'll have to follow up on that at a later time, because I just thought it was an odd statement.
But yeah, first time I'm hearing about that as well.
It does
call for further inquiry.
So I didn't know if you had wanted to talk a little bit about Davos.
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Before we go on, and
World Economic Forum is open for business.
Yeah, and but you might have to continue because I lost my sheet.
Oh, your link.
My link. I lost my link. See, folks, we do have scripts here, and I lost my link.
Well, I'll tell you, there were two things that caught my eye in particular today that I wanted to mention. Billionaire hedge fund manager Ray Dalio said that the bond market has slipped into a bear phase, and he warned that a rise in yields could spark the biggest crisis for fixed income investors in almost 40 years. Well, we talked about that recently on Financial Survival, and we'll be talking a little bit more about it in the third segment. But Dalio says that a 1% rise in bond yields from where they are today, the 10-year yield, for example, or 2.66, I think Melody indicated, but a 1% further rise in bond yields will produce the largest bear market in bonds that we've seen since 1980 to 81. That and its potential impact on the U.S. stock market is why many economists and other observers like ourselves believe could result in some perhaps steep increases in the price of gold and silver later this year, and we see it happening. The trend is upon us for sure. A big $16+ jump today, Melody. Now, the other thing that Melody talked about was the falling dollar, and I found it fascinating that U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said today that the dollar's decline provides a boost.
He said boost
to the U.S. economy through trade, breaking with the usual practice of the U.S. government advocating for a strong greenback. He was quoted as saying to reporters this morning, "A weaker dollar is good for us as it relates to trade and opportunities." The Trump administration is not concerned about the U.S. Treasury market, with Mnuchin saying the market is one of the largest and most liquid in the world. He added that the U.S. government couldn't be happier about the reactions to Trump's tax reforms. Melody, my response to that is, just wait.
I know it. I know. Just wait. And for us gold and silver buyers, I'll tell you, it's going to be, we'll have something that, even though it's going to be devastating for this country financially, economically, and of course, for many people in this country, but those of us who have, have been able to protect ourselves through gold and silver, it's sort of like a double-edged sword. But, Jacob Frankel, he's the chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase International, mm-hmm. and he said a currency war must be prevented at all costs. The consequences would be devastating for the global economy. Well, you know what? They don't like what Trump is saying. They don't like what Mnuchin is saying when they're in there saying that we need a weaker dollar. We all know it's not a matter of whether we need a weaker dollar. Yes, that is true. but we're going to get a weaker dollar because we have the amount of debt that we have and the amount of, it's a fiat currency, and our currency cannot hold the strength that it had once shown just about a year ago. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a weaker currency. It is going to drop. It will go into free fall one of these days. And everybody knows it. And I think this is exactly what this J.P. Morgan International, J.P. Morgan Chase International is talking about. He says a currency war in the monetary sphere is the minor image of protectionism in the real sphere. And he said in a, and this was with a Bloomberg interview, and he says we should prevent it at all costs. Yeah, they, you know, they know what's going on. They know what's going to happen. And I think they're, it, what it is they can't control it anymore. You know, and the possibility of the dollar going into a free fall. That's what they're worried about. And they can blame it on protectionism. They can blame it on Trump. They can blame it whatever they want. But the fact of the matter is they've been able to control these currencies. They want that. They'd prefer to have a stronger dollar. And you're right when you were talking about how it helps trade, and weaker currencies always help trade. So.
Do you want to follow up? I found it interesting, too, that yesterday Nobel economist, Nobel Prize winning economist Robert Shiller told CNBC television in an interview in Davos that a market correction could come at any time and without warning. Do you want to follow up on that?
Sure. And I read that he said people ask, well, what will trigger a market correction? But it doesn't need a trigger. It's the dynamics of bubbles that inherently makes them come to an end eventually. This is what he said. It doesn't need a trigger. It's the dynamics of bubbles. And that's why I always like Doug Nolan, too, because he views it as bubbles, and that's exactly what it is. It's a bubble, and it's going to come to an end. On Monday, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ composite rose to an all-time highs once again. After the Senate had reached the short-term compromise on the budget to keep the government open through February 8th. That's all they can do till February 8th. So what really is going on? You know, to me, I always have to look at something a little bit deeper, a little bit darker. They're not telling us the truth anyway. Is this really about immigration, or is this something much, much bigger? It comes back to our debt. It comes back to our ability to pay. It comes back to a 2+6% yield on the 10-year. The new all-time highs come after a good year for the equities in President Trump's first year. Perhaps the largest boost for equities during his tenure so far was the overhaul of the tax system that saw the corporate tax rate slash from 35% to 21%. And although we believe the huge cost of the tax cuts will send gold and silver prices soaring, and they will.
Yeah, Melody, Dr. Shiller won the Nobel Prize for Economics in 2013 for his work on asset prices and inefficient markets, said that markets could absolutely suddenly turn, and that he believed the bull market was hard to attribute totally to the U.S. political scene. He said it's also hard to know what the world story is that's driving markets up at this time. He said, I think it's more subtle than we recognize. Mm-hmm. He also said it was hard to define scientific what could trigger markets to correct. He said, and I'm quoting here, something will be invented to explain it once it happens. If you go back to the most famous correction in 1929, there was no one event. People look back and try to find something, but it sounds contrived. It's an interesting perspective from a very bright guy. And I think this is good. Let's hope it brings home some good karma. But this year's Davos Forum is exploring the theme, creating a shared future in a fractured world. And their organizers hope that its 3,000 or so participants will discuss the world's most pressing problems and arrive at more collaborative solutions. Melody, as we like to say here on Financial Survivor, we shall see.
Yes, we shall see. But we all know that it's just a meeting of the elite of these multinational corporations touting themselves, planning how they want to rule the world and so forth. And I was watching some of these comments coming from, you know, some of these huge tech companies and so forth. And it just really amazes me what comes, what statements they make. And it's like they you know, it truly is amazing. I'm going to come back because I thought this was an interesting comment, and I don't mean to go back to the dollar, but I'm going to, in a trade war, and this is in reference to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, a trade war has been in place for quite a little while. The difference is the U.S. troops are now coming to play. And it's like, really? It was just interesting. He says the U.S. troops, and I'm thinking,
what do you think he means by that?
We're here to play. We're here. The heads of state, you know, Trump, him, Mnuchin, the troops, bringing the troops together. We're here to, America first and so forth.
The troops.
I don't think he actually meant military.
Yeah.
But I did think that was an odd word, play of words. So if there was an underlying threat, perhaps.
Mm. Well, I did see there is a very impressive U.S. contingent in Switzerland this week. I don't know that they're all there at the same time, but let's hope some good can come out of it other than $50 Caesar salads.
Well, we'll see, but they certainly are going over there and making their presence felt, and I am anxious to hear the Trump speech on Friday. I guess he'll be, I don't know if he's the closing speech or not, but I am anxious to hear what he has to say. And but they're fighting it, Merkel and all of them. They're all concerned about their new world order, and they don't like the changes. They don't like someone out there that is saying, well, you know what? Maybe we're not going to do it your way anymore. Maybe I'm going to be king of the hill now for a while, and they don't like that. So, and it is interesting to hear some of their comments. I was listening to J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon. We talked about him yesterday. And, he basically did say, he says, the tax reform really wasn't about, it really isn't going to help the people that much. He says, but I'm not going to go there because that's political and I don't want to go there. He says, but it did help us, did help the corporations. And, then he went on to talk about how excited they are to do that. So, what's next, Dave?
Well, just briefly, we'll sort of follow up on the current theme.
Yeah, we're going to be heading into a break here in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, just quickly mention that hedge fund manager and paper investing guru Howard Marks believes investors should be defensive or cautious because of high stock valuations, and they at all costs should avoid betting for a runaway market. He's convinced the easy money has been made. Now, that melody, I think, is just another example of why this irrational exuberance is kicking in once again, that this long approaching nine-year bull market is likely coming to a big correction. And all spelling positive news for gold and silver investors.
We'll talk a little bit more about what he has to say. Folks, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Dave Allen, and you're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're running some incredible buys on bullion coins. You can buy slightly scruffed, hardly anything at all, but you can pay $15 over spot for 1 ounce Canadian maple leaves gold. Incredible buy, but you do need to buy 10 or more. There will be shipping charge at those prices if you buy 20 or more. Funds do need to be bank wired on those, so it'll be a very quick turnaround time on that. So they're going fast. I still have some of those available. Until these last, until I can still get these at these low prices, we're going to continue giving the Canadian maple leaves. We have BU Gold Eagles, BU Buffaloes, and again, the minimum orders are 10 plus. So, folks, I don't know how much more you need to be told. Gold and silver prices are going to be going higher, and it's not just the price going higher, it's protecting your purchasing power, getting out of that paper. Because we all know that paper is pretty much worthless. And it doesn't matter what the numbers tell you, but what's the real value? When you have these multinational corporations buying up their shares, what's the real value of them? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So, again, folks, people who have retirement accounts, pension funds, IRAs, we do have precious metals, IRA. If you want to stick to that venue, convert that paper to gold and silver. You can do that, but you have to call us at 800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I just wanted to finish up with this Howard Marks, and yes, they're really looking for a market blow-off. And everybody's anticipating it. And anybody who knows anything, anybody, they give you, Dave, they've been telling us for how long that this market, can't be sustained at these levels because there's nothing real that's pushing it to these levels. Mm-hmm. It's like Bitcoin. What's pushing Bitcoin to the levels? What's the real value of Bitcoin? Nobody knows. It's a bubble. And I wouldn't want to be holding paper when these bubbles break. But let's go ahead and switch. Do you want to switch?
Sure.
Topics?
Sure. Why not? Melody, that we're always telling listeners of Financial Survival Radio to watch for how certain economic indicators affect price swings in gold and silver. We have in next week's American Survival newsletter an article that will feature some of those factors. just to go through them, let's there are several of them. The ones, the five or six we're going to mention here, we feel are a good base, serve as a good base for investors to pay attention to. You can look for changes in them on, you know, a daily, weekly, monthly, hourly basis, to make sure that you know, you have a comfort level, you become more knowledgeable, and especially if you're holding on to cash, and you're not sure if right now is the time to be buying gold and silver, which we think it is. Learn more about these indicators, and when you do feel comfortable that they're trending in the direction that you know, produce good news for gold and silver, then you can buy then. But let's just go through them real briefly, and then we'll come back and talk about each one of them as time permits in the rest of this show. First, there's the falling dollar.
Well, I want to hear about Shakespeare.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Well, we can do that.
Okay.
You know, Richard III laments to start Shakespeare's famous play of the same name, "Now is the winter of our discontent." Sorry, that was bad. That should have been with some kind of accent. Listeners, if the famous playwright were alive today, he'd no doubt write something on behalf of discount gold and silver like this. "That which we have told you once, so shall we tell you again and again. Don't be left out in the cold, lest thou soul and wallet wallow in the darkness of regret." Now, if you're a fan of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, don't fret. You're next. Friends, we've been saying for months over these radio waves and writing the same
years.
In our weekly newsletter. Yeah, years. Thank
25
you.
Years. 25 years almost.
Well, more and more signs are showing us the way to financial safety and security. But just how many signs point to gold and silver? Well, here you go, Browning fans. Let us count the ways. First, the falling dollar. You know, since the end of the gold standard in 1971, as the value of the U.S. dollar falls, the value of gold and silver rises. As Melody talked about yesterday and mentioned earlier today, these aren't good times for the dollar. They were down, the dollar, U.S. dollar was down, 7% last year compared to other key world currencies, and it broke through the 90 barrier into the high 80s today. And further rate hikes by the Fed seem powerless to stop this decline. Let's jump to number two, which is rising interest rates. Steep increases in interest rates put upward, if indirect, pressure on gold prices. Recently, Melody and I told you about former Reagan budget director David Stockman's warning about an impending collapse of the U.S. bond market. Later this year, the Fed will be dumping $600 billion of existing U.S. treasuries onto the market, just as the federal government will be looking to borrow over $1 trillion more. That's almost $2 trillion. Charts galore show the gradual steady rise in the yield of the bellwether 10-year U.S. Treasury note over the last 5 months. It's gone from a low of 2.04% in early September to a yield today at, was it 2.65 or 2.66?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows no sign of leveling off anytime soon. Indeed, the Fed has already raised interest rates once this year and is expected to raise them three more times before year's end under the new Jerome Powell regime, who was just confirmed by the U.S. Senate to become the new Fed chair, replacing Janet Yellen on, I believe, February 3rd. So, you know, we know for years, Melody, the stock market operates, in part anyway, on the illusion of permanently low interest rates. So when they inevitably continue to rise this year, some economists like Stockman thinks that there's a good chance that everything's going to come apart because cheap debt has been priced into stocks forever. That means our debt is going to get a lot more costly, the dollar is going to continue to fall, the stock market is going to have a major correction, and gold and silver prices are going to soar. So, third, And Melody, this is your favorite subject, or least favorite, I guess I should say, and that's debt, and more debt. that self-fulfilling prophecy that foretells the demise of great nation states. Our federal government's debt, of course, is at an all-time high of $20.6 trillion. It's $170,000 plus for each tax-paying citizen. The new tax laws are expected to add at least $1.5 trillion more over the next 10 years, and that doesn't even count year-to-year budgetary decisions between now and then that the Congress will surely add to that level. What's more, no one expects our astounding debt levels to decrease, ever. Now, think about that.
You know what? That's amazing, too, because you don't hear anybody talking about trying to lower the debt. You're right. No one expects it. Everyone knows it's going higher. And you're right. Where are we at? Because they understand that they'll come the day.
It's crazy. It's one thing to have an interest-only mortgage on a $250,000 house. But interest only on $21 trillion.
It's not sustainable. And we used to talk about how the government has to keep going deeper and deeper in the debt to keep it system. Well, of course they do, because you get this far into debt, there isn't anything else you can do. And they do have to keep creating more debt because that's how they sustain themselves. They don't have any money, so they have to create the debt to do it. Once they stop creating that debt, nobody else wants to buy our debt. That is the day of reckoning. Mm-hmm. And I believe with whether we're having and I agree with the gentleman who said that we've had trade wars. We've had currency wars too for a very long time. And I think each country was using it at any specific time to benefit themselves, and we allowed our dollar to get stronger. We helped Europe out by allowing the euro to go down to the levels. I mean, it was, 140, I believe, before it had that huge reversal, and everybody thought that, the euro would, go kaput. And, they're not going to eliminate the euro and things like that until there's a reason to eliminate it. And we're not there yet, folks. We're not there yet. So now you see the reversal, and now you're seeing it's all so orchestrated. It's so synchronized. And the only way, Dave, that any of us can have really control of our finances is truly through gold and silver. I mean, you look at the total, it's government debt, personal debt. That's not getting any better. It's risen to record levels. And we collectively owe over $1 trillion in credit card debt. $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, $15 trillion in mortgage debt. Oh yeah, those are all sustainable. Let's just keep going. A nation's economy can't sustain such high levels of debt forever. The U.S. is no exception. When a country's debt becomes so out of sight, it's a signal to the citizens that their economy is heading for trouble, and you do have to take the flight to safety. You need the safe haven of gold and silver. And when the world's largest borrower, the U.S., gets word from its largest trading partner, such as China, that it's going to slow or stop future purchase of its debt, expect a flight to gold in the U.S.
Big time.
To go where, Dave?
Big time. Yeah. Thanks, Melody. That almost has me stunned, but let's move on. The next big factor to consider here is China, Russia, India, and Turkey. Gold demand from these four so-called Silk Road nations has taken off over the last decade, and demanding is overtaking production, which is probably more important. That explains why these gold hoarders, especially China, continue to import big amounts of gold from other developed countries. And Melody, Econ 101 tells us when demand is greater than supply, other things being equal, price increases. Next, and we'll go through these quickly as we're approaching the end of the show, is the inflow of gold ETFs. The World Council, World Gold Council, excuse me, reports that inflows of gold in eight electronically traded funds jumped from 2 to 5 times more than the price of gold last year, reflecting investors seeking the safe haven of gold. We don't necessarily believe or encourage investment in ETFs. We believe that the true safe haven is in bullion, but this is something to think about. And last but certainly not least, our record gold trading volumes. COMEX, according to COMEX, Melody, that's the Commodities Exchange, I guess, yes, where most gold contracts are traded.
Yes.
According to COMEX, gold trading volumes hit a record high in 2017. Disclosure, volume here includes buys and sells, but the volume spiked the last 2 years are considered bullish because of rising gold prices, an 8.1% increase in 2016, over 12% last year. Volumes are bearish when gold prices fall. Listeners, these numbers prove that interest in gold has never been higher. Trading is more than 3 times 2006 levels, higher than 2011 when gold prices were booming, and it exceeded 2013 when traders dumped their holdings. Melody, there are a whole bunch of other factors out there. You're welcome to go into them if you want. We will be talking more about them, or you can find out more about them in next Monday's American Survival Newsletter. Elodie?
Yes, we're going to be talking about more geopolitical volatility. And you know what? This doesn't even include any wars, any rumors of wars. And things are heated up. We had Ivan calling us the other day and talking about the Middle East, talking about Turkey and Syria. And there's been reports of they're back to using gas and so forth. I mean, folks, I mean, it's just everywhere. Forget Yemen, forget Somalia, forget all of these places. 1-800-375-4188. That's the one item you don't want to forget. And that's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call at 800-375-4188. I'll be back tomorrow with Butch Paul. And until then, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. We'll be back. Give us a call. Be safe. Good night. And God bless. That's too bad.